mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it's second hour. Lord Monckton's coming up on big UKIP wins in EU and England, showing liberty is popular worldwide. Ron Paul's a rock star in South America. He just got back. We're going to get into Benghazi Gate. We're going to get into the new carbon taxes they're pushing, your phone calls. We have the 3D printable gun guy now prints whole guns. He's coming on. We've got a lot more coming up today. Steve Pachinik on Benghazi in the third hour. Get his breakdown on that. He called it like it was day one. He said it was a hit on the ambassadors. He didn't want to give missiles to Al-Qaeda. We'll see what Pachinik, former head of black ops for the State Department, on with us briefly. Let's go to Paul in New Jersey, then Tom, Jacob, Ship, and James and others. You're on the air, Paul. Welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. You talk about the New World Order. It's been here for hundreds of years. We've been taken over since 1935. We haven't had a president for the United States.
Well, yeah, no, the War Powers Act of 1933 put us under an emergency reorganization. It's a public document. They set up the state police that are really federal police. It's the second reconstruction, and it's all admitted. But, you know, the average state police guy out there is just like the public. They don't even know which end is up. So how are you going to talk to them?
What I wanted to say is Al-Qaeda is a terrorist organization for the U.N., the Federal Reserve does it all, and the IRS is a terrorist collection agency for the UN.
Absolutely a fact. They were set up the same year as the Federal Reserve. It's all in the charter. It's all official.
And the income tax is unlawful as it pertains to you and me. Did you know that? It was only for corporations.
Yes, sir. That's right. And it wasn't given to the general public until 51. They put it on the poor troops.
The UCC. Commercial code.
You know, since you raised that, let me say something. How the mafia would work, the Italian mafia, famously in New Jersey, New York, you know, Illinois, they would come to you. This is famous. It's on record. And they'd say, listen, I'm not going to burn down your clothing or your grocery store or your bookstore. But if you don't pay me insurance money and hire my cousin, somebody's going to burn it down and then your daughter's going to get raped. So you better pay me. And then if you didn't, it would happen. Now they just say, give me all your rights or Al-Qaeda's going to blow you up. So instead of it being Cousin Luigi, it's Cousin Habib. And it's like, you're going to give me all your rights or Habib's going to come in here and blow your butt off.
Hey, another thing I wanted to say. I was in jail, and one thing happened, and I was in jail with the Gotti guys. And the reason Gotti was put in jail was he was going to go in the drug trade. So that would cut in on the face.
Yeah, no. The Italians got too big for their britches against the WASP, the Irish, the Jewish mafia. That's always been the biggest mafia in this country. So, I mean, remember, there wasn't even an Italian mafia in the news till the 50s. They wouldn't even admit organized crime existed. They said there was lone gangsters. What a joke.
The government mafia now.
No. The government, the big banks run the CIA and ship the drugs in. That's public. And, yes, that's why they shut down John Gotti, is he wanted to, well, from what I read, he wanted to ship smack in, correct? And they didn't like that?
Right.
So you were in jail with him. What'd they say?
Oh, that's what they said. We wouldn't have been in here if Gotti didn't say he was going into the drug business.
What were you in jail in New Jersey for, Paul?
Well, I went in for the income tax, but I found out later they're trying to come after me again after I got out. And when I was in jail, when I come back, I was on parole, and they took me before the judge again, and I had a pocket constitution. I said, hey, judge, here's the constitution.
Hey, why were they telling you all this stuff? Are you a fellow paisano?
No. But the judge said, don't bring the Constitution to my court. And you know what I said to him? I said, judge, you're a treasonous traitor. And he didn't like that. And he got all upset and he told the prosecutor to send him for a mental evaluation.
Oh, yeah, they took that big music star who criticized the government. That's up on him for us. They sent her for re-education. What's her name?
Down to Butler, North Carolina.
Yeah, Macy Gray. All right, brother, I got to go. Thank you, Paul. Tom, good to hear from you, brother. Tom, Jacob, Ship, James, we'll get to all of you. 800-259-9231. Folks, use as many drugs as possible. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses. And get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this Thursday edition, this May 9th transmission. We're into the second hour now. Judge orders conspiracy re-education for Lauryn Hill. Singer told to undergo counseling over conspiracy theory that music industry strangles real talent. That's an actual quote, and they're now coming out in places like Psychology Today saying that I'm insane for believing in a new world order. They also have been saying now for 8 months that Benghazi, being prior knowledge and a stand down, is a conspiracy theory. And you can pull up articles where in the British press they're calling for the arrest of climate deniers. First, it was global warming was happening. Now the Earth has stopped heating and cooling. They're now just saying if you deny anything they say, even if it changes day to day, you're mentally ill and have to disappear off into a gulag. We're going to get into Benghazi Gate. We now confirmed what we already knew 8 months ago here on the air with our guest, Dr. Steve Pachenik, formerly in the State Department, psychological warfare head, will join us in the last 30 minutes of the transmission. He said his intel was the ambassador, who was an Arabist, as a Christian, trained generationally for 200 years to go into the Muslim world and proselytize. That's who they hired at the State Department. He came from a long line of Arabists, and he was in there, and he did not want to transfer missiles to al-Qaeda to be used against Syria. Heat-seeking missiles. That there was a double stand down. That's why they fired like 10 members of CENTCOM, including the head of CENTCOM. Made them stand down. Because they were so angry, they followed orders and sat there for some, first it was 2 hours and six, some estimates 8 hours they stood down. Days before, they begged for support. And now it's all out. It's all out. And we're going to go to Tom, Jacob, Ship, James, Mark. We'll get to all of you on your calls on Benghazi in about 30 minutes when Lord Monckton leaves us. Then for 5 minutes, we've got a guest popping in who invented the 3D printable gun that they're trying to ban all over the country. Talk about revolutionary. Technology cuts both ways, against the establishment and for it. I know that the good guys can become the establishment, and we've got to get used to winning. My dad, who's been a successful person in science and in business and in so many other things, always told me, he said, son, anybody can be successful if you've got decent intelligence and are willing to work hard. You can be successful at basically anything you want to be successful at, but you can't be successful at everything. You got to pick the things you really have a passion for and you can be successful in. And he said something else. He goes, losers would rather steal a dollar from you than make $1 million with you because they get off on it. They think that's winning. And the only thing in this world that has any value is your word and that you be an honorable person. And he went on to say, so many people he'd seen with high IQs, as soon as they started having real success, self-destructed themselves. And I have watched that so many times. People see it as selling out. If we, libertarian constitutionalists, 1776 worldwide, as I call it, the ideas of the Magna Carta, through the Bill of Rights and Constitution, if we breathe life into that, we're going to have victory. And then as we have victory, people have to believe we can have more success. UKIP, and that's why Lord Monckton joins us. We'll get into the latest carbon taxes, Benghazi Gate, all of it with him. Lord Monckton, of course, served with Margaret Thatcher, who, of course, passed recently. People can bash her, say she was a globalist all day. I've talked to the Jim Tucker, who just died, who knew her. She helped shoot down Bilderberg, totally taking over UK sovereignty and holding up the New World Order 30 years. And they hated her and did dirty tricks. I'm not saying she's perfect, but people that I really respected said she was the real deal. It's like Reagan. He wasn't perfect. He got steered some wrong directions, but he said the nine most scary words are, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you. Look at Reagan compared to Obama. Look at how far they've taken us. Look at what they get away with now. And so you can talk about her passing. He was good friends with her and her top advisor in science and technology and the press. And, of course, his father was the Lord of Monckton and Brenchley, and that they've now... turn the House of Lords into a debating club. And people say, well, aren't you for that? Well, I'm for separation of powers. I don't like the fact that they're spying on the parliament and the bureaucracy stealing all the power and transferring it to the euro. But I tend to digress. The point is, Lord Monckton joins us to talk about all of this. And UKIP just had devastating victories in the elections in the UK, the local elections. They're having victories, and their idea of sovereignty is having huge victories in the EU Parliament. Even though it's ceremonial, the bully pulpit is bringing the bureaucrats who are exempt from taxes to their knees. So that's basically, for stations that just joined us, why I want to get Monckton on to hurriedly go over all these topics. But the fact that UKIP, coming from nowhere, founded by Lord Monckton and Mr. Bloom, who's coming on at the start of the next hour, Godfrey Bloom, and Nigel Farage, in a pub years ago, as just businessmen that didn't want to be EU slaves, and is now has Labour and the Tories apologizing and shaking in fear after demonizing UKIP. This is the example and the blueprint of worldwide victory that Lord Monckton has talked about so much. So I salute UKIP's victory, sir, and I've been ranting the last 5 minutes on a host of a flotilla of subjects. What would you like to tackle first, Lord Monckton?
Well, let's begin with that extraordinary victory in the local authority elections here in England and Wales, where the United Kingdom Independence Party, which had polled 3% of the national vote at the last general election, polled 25% of the national vote this time. An astonishing increase in just a few years. And I think the reason for this, really, is that people are now waking up to the fact that all the points you've just mentioned, they've been talking nonsense about the climate for years, they've been centralizing power in the hands of unelected people in the European dictatorship for years, and the people are no longer willing to stand for any more of this. The euro, the Mickey Mouse monopoly money currency of the European dictatorship, has collapsed and collapsed again. The European emissions trading scheme has collapsed now for the sixth or seventh time. I've lost count of how many times it's collapsed just this last week. The price of the right to emit a ton of carbon dioxide for the big businesses that have to pay it is now only $1 or $2 a ton. And the commissars have now realized that they are not going to be allowed to rig that particular market anymore to try and force the price artificially up. And that effectively means that the global warming scare is now over as well. And the reason why people have been turning to the United Kingdom Independence Party in such very large numbers, Alex, is simply that we have been right on all these things all along, you and I and UKIP. And we have said the people won't stand for having their democracy taken away. They won't stand for having Magna Carta in this side of the Atlantic and the Constitution at your side of it torn up. They won't stand for the national bankruptcy, which is being caused by massive overborrowing, both in the United States and in the United Kingdom and in many countries of Europe. They won't stand for any more of this climate nonsense. We now want to get our governing class either to face reality or go and be replaced by a new governing class consisting of people who actually know what they're doing.
What would Margaret Thatcher, if she was still in her prime, be doing right now if she was seeing all this open authoritarianism going on? Benghazi Gate, Obama has Democrats all over the news saying your children belong to the state. It has reached a ultra theater of the absurd.
And that, I think, is what is so useful. Margaret Thatcher would have left the European Union in the 1990s if she had still been Prime Minister. She was already working on that when she left office in 1990. And she would have been very determined to see the back of the European Union because it isn't democratic and because it takes away national sovereignty and doesn't transfer it to elected hands elsewhere, but to unelected hands elsewhere. She was very conscious of the problem that as you transfer wealth and power from elected hands in those countries still lucky enough to have them, which doesn't include Britain, unfortunately, to foreign institutions, whether they be supranational like the EU or global like the UN, then you're always transferring powers to unelected organizations. So power passes from elected to unelected hands. Now, this, she always realized, was a danger to the very idea of democracy, which we acquired after 1,000 painful years of constitutional history, and which you took for yourselves in a few glorious years in the 1770s. And so she saw this threat, and she would have opposed it. She also, of course, was paying back the national debt. We were running, by the end of her term of office, a very substantial national surplus. In fact, we paid off half of the entire 250-year accumulated national debt of the United Kingdom when she left office. And the very next Prime Minister that came in threw that precious financial advantage away. And so she would have been exercising tight fiscal and monetary discipline. She would be making sure we were not printing money. Did you know that Obama is now printing via the Fed $1 trillion without any backing at all every year? That's the latest figure I've just had. It's called QE3.
And the inflation, and the inflation, no matter what they say in the press, is devastating. The prices are just exploding everywhere.
Well, and they're bound to, because, of course, if you've got 5 beans and $5, then $1 is 1 bean. But if you've got 5 beans and $10, then each bean is going to be $2. That's inflation. It's not funny. And that's what they're creating, and I think now creating it deliberately. It's not just a matter of buying time in the hope that some cheap fix will be found. I think they're doing it deliberately to destroy the U.S. economy. And we've seen this all before. It's happened time and time again in U.S. history, actually, with this.
No, that's Cloward and Piven. That's Cloward and Piven. We'll talk about that when we come back. They're on record saying, we will bankrupt you, we will shut your industry down, and we will make you go on welfare and make you love the government. This is the collectivization. I want to talk about the Benghazi gate with you and get your take on that, because I know you've been following it closely. I want to go to the latest carbon taxes. Prince Charles saying we're not paying enough. All of it with Lord Monckton, and we'll give you his website, the Science and Public Policy site as well, URL, when we come back. Lord Christopher Monckton's our guest.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Are you one of the millions of Americans worried about change? Do you lose sleep over what could happen to your assets and hard-earned money? Are you looking for a better way of life with more freedom, security, and asset protection? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you should consider investing in the country of Belize. Belize is an independent, English-speaking country only hours from the U.S. with strong banking and asset protection laws. In fact, Belize is one of the last tax havens left in the world today. Belize also has a very low cost of living, tropical climate, and is home to some of the best real estate opportunities in the world. To find out more, call 800-793-2600 or go to buybelize.com. So if you're frustrated, nervous, and worried about change, go to buybelize.com to invest and secure your future. Don't wait, or it may be too late. Call 800-793-2600. That's 800-793-2600. Again, 800-793-2600.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss. Another flashing
shine. KBRG is Lord Christopher Monckton's very powerful website exposing the incredible fraud of the UN, the carbon taxes, all of it. It is the best website out there for all the scientific documentation, well-written articles. And you've got Mark Moreno with probably the best news site out there, the Climate Depot. And you got the best overall news juggernaut, able to force stories out into the mainstream, drudgereport.com. And then you have the factory of hardcore resistance, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Lord Monckton, this is your short segment. We got the next segment. I'll let you get out of here because I know you're busy. But I wanted to, you're a historian as well as an inventor and a scientist. I wanted to ask you this. There are periods in history, as you know, where more happens in a year than happened in the previous 20. And there are some periods in history in these trends where more happens in a year than happens in the last 100 in real developments. Now, with technology advancing, singularity down the road, all of this, things are obviously accelerated. But we now have the spectacle of government corruption and corporate corruption and collectivist cronyism and crony capitalism naked. But they're just more brazen, more arrogant, operating criminally now in plain view, militarizing against us. And then getting caught, I've talked to top people, they killed the ambassador because he didn't want to give missiles to Al-Qaeda. What is going on with collectivists? What is going on with Obama? What is going on with the staged Arab Spring? Why put radical Muslims in everywhere? Why do all this? Because I know at UKIP you study this. What is happening historically? Because stuff has gotten so absurdist, I don't even know what to say anymore. Is it that the ruling class is smoking their own dope and has lost total control?
They have lost control. The ruling class is no longer a ruling class, properly speaking, at all. And they've lost control for two main reasons. One is that they've run out of other people's money. And the other is that they think like a hive mind. So once the party line is dictated to them, they will accept that and parrot it. They've been doing this on the EU here in the UK for the last 30 years. Now people are just kicking against it and not buying it anymore. But for 30 years, they got away with it. They've been doing the same on climate change. They're doing the same on what we need is more international socialism, more power for the UN, et cetera, less power for individual nation states. And in particular, there is a very vicious anti-Western hatred in the thinking of the hard left, which forms this terrible hive mind, this dangerous consensus, as they like to call it, this party line, which they trot out. And the problem now is that the left have got control of the media. They've got control of course, Congress at the moment. They've got control of the White House. And this means that they can now, they think, do more or less anything. The problem is this, that the money has run out, and they are really, really scared. Because they know that the state can only function if it can pay its way. And okay, you can pay your way by earning it, you can pay your way for a time by borrowing it. But what happens when people realize that they're never going to get paid back? And that's where the U.S. economy now is. You see, you've got debts, as of the last count, of $17 trillion. I think it was $4 trillion under George Bush. It's $17 trillion now. And rising at a rate of $1 million.
Obama has spent more money than George W. Bush all the way back to George Washington in 4 years.
That's right, and it's getting worse because they're now in that terrible inflationary spiral where because they borrowed so much in the past and they're borrowing so much more on top, the interest payments are now so large that whatever else you do, you've got to pay those or nobody will lend you any more money. And so they're having to start thinking about making cuts. And, of course, the socialists don't like to make cuts. They don't like to count how many beans make five. And now they're faced with the reality of having to do this. They're realizing that this is really electorally very unpopular. Obama's strategy during the first 4 years was he reckoned he could just about get away with it by going on printing and borrowing, which he did. Now, he can't go on getting away with it for very much longer. The Chinese, who are the lenders of last resort at the moment, are beginning having to worry about whether they'll ever get paid back. And they will eventually decide, look, you know, we can afford to cut our losses on the States by not lending them any more money. Because the Chinese are not worried, actually, about seeing the United States survive because they're a major customer. They're worried about the United States competing with them for natural resources. That's what matters to the Chinese. Then you look at the Arab world. Well, as you say, very strange things went on. There was this hint of the Arab Spring.
Stay there, sir. Stay there. Short break, long segment coming up with Lord Monckton. Stay with us. I want to get your take on Benghazi.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
That's right. The government wants you to owe your soul to it. And all the miscreant nobodies that build their own empires in the government and red carpets and all the rest of the garbage. It's just, it's amazing. The more society's in decline, the more the government worships itself with big aircraft and you know, royal uniforms and festooning themselves with red carpets. But then it's been hundreds of years since these politicians actually went on the front lines to lead a war. They send our boys off to do it. Final segment with Lord Monckton. Lord Monckton, what concerns you in the future? I know during the break you were telling me about a new article you've written at scienceandpublicpolicy.org. We need to post it at infowars.com. What are the dangers, but what are also the silver linings? What is the course out of... Because I said what you just said last segment in the first hour. Government and corrupt elements of it have never been more exposed, but that makes them more dangerous than ever because they are on the edge of losing power. They are on the edge of a major sea change, a new renaissance in my summation. Correct me if you think I'm historically wrong, but that is the great crossroad that we're now at. So what are the main threats? And then what are the main avenues out of this impending dark age they want to bring us into?
Right. The first thing is the main threat immediately to the United States is that you're running out of money. The government is broke, and not just broke, it's in negative territory at a very serious degree. This is now a serious problem. The dollar is already beginning to lose its status as the world's reserve currency. Now, that matters a lot because while it served as a reserve currency, it meant that foreign countries had large holdings of dollars, which effectively meant that you could print money against their holdings and pay yourself more money even if you hadn't earned it. But that is now about to stop. And already secret meetings are being held between other major countries such as China, France, the United Kingdom, Germany, and various others, about replacing the dollar with a different currency. The International Monetary Fund, which nobody elects, is proposing that its own currency, what's called the special drawing right, should become the new reserve currency. Of course, that would be no better than the dollar, frankly, because that too is in negative territory. But it's clear that the reign of the dollar as the mighty dollar, which everybody uses for their financial transactions, is already over. I'm going to give you one tiny indication of this, and that is that between China and Korea, there is now an agreement that they will no longer use the dollar to denominate international contracts between the two countries. Instead, they will use either the Chinese yuan, which is the foreign version of their currency, or they will use the Korean won. And this is the first of many such bilateral and eventually multilateral deals that are now in prospect and being done to dethrone the dollar, not because everybody hates the dollar, but because they fear that it's not worth anything anymore, because there's too much of it being printed, not enough being done to back it up, no work being done, government hugely overspending, no attempt by Obama to rein in the spending. Everything is out of control, and the fear is that very suddenly, well, this can happen very suddenly, once the dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, then you will get inflation like you've never seen, and it will happen more or less overnight. And so what I'm saying to people now is buy silver coins and buy them quick and keep them hidden, because you're going to need them when there isn't any longer a paper currency.
And that's why they're in a war against gold and silver, because it exposes that. You hit something last segment I want you to elaborate on, then I want to hit some of the latest climate news and let you go because you're busy. You talked about in the so-called left, who are really just authoritarians, because, again, I'm not even a right-winger. I'm just a constitutionalist who wants common sense freedom. You can call it whatever you want. On many issues, I'd be called, you know, a liberal 200 years ago. So these terms don't really mean much. They call themselves liberals. That's really a political cover. But you talk about their hate of the West, their hate of masculinity, even though they're mainly men, their hatred of anything pure because it threatens their criminal instinct. And that's from my study, and here's my question, is so key, because you're absolutely right, obviously. Sure, you could say Obama's really CIA, and he's playing the part of the left, and they're going to organize things, and they wouldn't kill the dollar, they wouldn't do this to America. But the truth is, they have such a core hatred of this republic that they do want to see it burn, kind of like a criminal wants to be caught. And this is something we see in psychology and criminology. These are self-destructive lunatics. Even though they're in control, they hate those of us that live in the West so much, they want to burn it down. Lord Monckton.
Well, there is, I'm afraid, an element of very strong hatred of the West and of Christianity and of freedom and democracy and prosperity and capitalism and free markets, stock markets. They hate all of that because it was successful. And these losers don't like to see anybody else succeeding, so they want everybody to be losers too. That's their solution to things. And you see this, and even in little ways. For instance, for a time, as you know, because I did this on a previous show with you, our appalling Prime Minister, David Cameron, who is going to go down as one of the worst Prime Ministers in British history, and also one of the shortest lived, I think, he tried to ban the wearing of Christian symbols such as crucifixes in public places. And, of course, you know, I went out and I was given by one of the people who came to my talks in San Diego, a very nice St. Benedict's cross, which I've been wearing. And I wore it around London in Clubland, and the eyebrows were going up all over the place. What's he doing wearing a crucifix? And I would tell them, I'd say, it's because Cameron's trying to ban them.
And this is, and by the way, this is a global initiative.
This is not going to be allowed. And so I stopped him doing it, and not only I, but others stopped him doing it. But you see, there is this hatred of Christianity. He wasn't going to ban wearing of a Sikh turban or a Muslim burqa. Oh, no, no, no. Only the Christian symbols. Only the symbols of the national religion of these islands. That's what he was going to attack. And there's this extraordinary self-destructiveness that goes right through our political class. And they hate the West, and they feel guilty about the time of colonial expansion. They feel guilty about the British Empire. They feel guilty about capitalism being successful. They feel guilty that we are not poor and other countries are. And they then manufacture this guilt about the climate as well to try and say we've got to beat our breast and shut down our industries to save the planet. The planet was triumphantly saved 2,000 years ago. It doesn't need saving again. But that's their slogan. We want to shut everything down. We want to shut the West down. And Obama is doing it in the simplest and most straightforward way possible, which is to borrow beyond all capacity of the United States to repay, to topple the dollar from its perch as the world's reserve currency. It used to be the British pound. We made the same mistake with hardline Moscow socialists in 1967. But eventually they had to devalue the pound, and that meant that the pound immediately ceased to be the world's reserve currency. The dollar replaced it. The dollar is now going down by to policies exactly the same as the policies that our Communist Labour Party followed over here. And he is doing it quite deliberately, I think. He's doing it knowing the destruction he's going to cause. He doesn't care. He absolutely hates not just Britain, where he removed Churchill's bust from the White House as his first public act. He hates America, too. And one should never misunderstand that. He loathes America, and he will destroy it if he can. And unfortunately, the electorate has given him a second.
And by the way, that's because any group trying to conquer wants to overthrow whatever the old power structure was. And I certainly don't romanticize older segments of the power structure in England or the U.S., but compared to these people, they were angels. And these people see anyone who's independent as a threat to their monopoly, like Kim Jong-un of North Korea, and it's that criminal instinct that drives them. And did you know they're telling Christians they can't talk about Christ or wear a Christian symbol if they're in the military? They are taking degrees from valedictorians in their own commencement speeches if they say they owe things to God when there's no law. The First Amendment says the government can't block you from religion, not that you can't in your own speech say you give the glory to Jesus Christ. I mean, why, in closing, and then we're going to let you go, Lord Monckton, why are they so diametrically opposed to Christianity across the board? I mean, they came out recently and taught the Pentagon, this is Fox News, that all Catholics are, quote, extremist next to Al-Qaeda. Show the Fox News headline, guys. And that all evangelicals, I mean, what is this? This is so absurdist. They're obviously the bad guys. They're obviously communists.
I'll tell you exactly what it is. I'll tell you exactly what it is. If you subscribe either to the Catholic Church or to any of the evangelical churches that are similar, they not only give you a body of belief which is independent of any socialist or communist or fascist group, but they also give you a personal relationship with Almighty God. And that means that you think independently for yourself. And that's the one thing the hive mind cannot stand that. It cannot stand the thought that there are people who have independent thoughts who say, we want to be Christians, we don't want to belong to the European Union, we don't want to have any of this climate nonsense rammed down our throats. We want to be free, democratic, prosperous people. They don't want people thinking for themselves. That's what it's really about. It's about total control. The totalitarians, this is the word that describes them, the Chinese in early imperial China used to call them the legalists. These are the people who are, we would call them now, control freaks. They want to control everything and everybody down to the last miserable flickering poison-filled light bulb that you can or can't have in your house. Whether you can afford to turn it on or not is another matter. They want to control every aspect of our lives. They will not allow us to just get on with it ourselves. We have to be regulated and taxed to death. That is their sole shoddy ambition. It's an extraordinary nihilistic, destructive ambition. These are people who cannot create anything themselves. All they want to do is destroy what others have created.
Absolutely,
all
absolutely.
Tearing things down. That's their main motive, absolute destruction. They'll do it from within by subversion. They'll do it by commanding the government and the media. The media look the other way while Obama trashes the U.S. economy. The greatest economy the world has ever seen is now being brought low by one man in the White House who is not being held to account by the media, except for people like you, Alex. If it weren't for people like you, then it would have been all over by now.
But well, you too, Lord Monckton.
Some voices, while you're still allowed to broadcast.
Absolutely. People better appreciate. People better appreciate scienceandpublicpolicy.org. They better know about Cloward and Piven's strategy to bring us down. They better appreciate DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com. They better appreciate WorldNet Daily. They better appreciate the few groups out there, because we're having a great effect and others need to join us. And what shocks me, Lord Monckton, in closing, is you're saying all this stuff and it's all true. I mean, they say they want a post-industrial world. They say they hate fathers. Every show on TV pulls down fathers. This is a group of deviant scum, and I declare that I am free of them. And everyone else, we need to perform a mass exorcism on the West over the New World Order. These people are pit of hell demons. Lord Monckton, we'll talk to you again soon. Congratulations on sweeping to victory in the UK.
Well, God bless you, Alex. And what we're going to need to do now is to form our own international party of freedom to make sure that we fight back against this before it's too late.
Let's get you on the next month, because I want to plan. You talked about this for years. It's starting to happen. It's time for Ron Paul to get involved and help lead it with you guys. It is time to put out our global manifesto against tyranny as a clear choice and get on the offense. Thank you, Lord Monckton.
Thank you. God bless America.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we either get on the march or it's over, okay? We either take action or it's over. Let's get Cody Wilson on. I'm about 6 minutes late getting him on. He's very busy. He's got another interview at 2 to break down what's going on. But Lord Monckton, newspaper editor, inventor, classical architect, trained orator, and high priest of climate skepticism. So he was just with us. Cody Wilson, an American law student and self-proclaimed crypto anarchist and free market anarchist. He's going to be joining us. We can get him on the line here. He's all over the news, BBC, AP, Reuters. They've got three states, New York, California, and, well, it's not a state, D.C., the Criminal Command Center, trying to ban 3D printable guns right now. And it came out last week. He now has a little 22 single shot. And this is just what he's doing, you know, in his little laboratory with a couple of friends helping him here in Austin, Texas. And Cody Wilson, thank you for joining us from Defense Distributed. I'm reading here 100,000 of the 22 plastic gun has been downloaded by people. So that's got to be panicking the control freaks. They'll have to put on fancier costumes to impress us, Cody.
And so they have, Alex. First, I'll say that the gun is actually chambered in .380, a little bit more of a pack than a pack punch than a .22.
Oh, I'm sorry. It looked like a .22 when I saw you shooting it. Yeah.
No, it's fine. You know, it's tiny. It's a good instinct. But, in fact, the people with the shinier badges have come down. As of 20 minutes ago, the Secretary of State and Department of Defense Trade Controls have demanded I take down the files from DEFCAD.org, as they assert information control and arms export control.
Is that breaking? Is that breaking right now?
That's breaking news. That's breaking news. DEFCAD is going dark now. At the request of the United States government, Secretary of State, and Department of Defense Trade Controls.
Okay, guys, get a Don Salazar on that right now to break that. Did you get this via email or a call, Cody?
Got it by email, unclassified email.
Can you read us what it says, please, sir?
Yeah, I'll let me open it up for you. The whole thing?
Sure. Well, yeah, start reading it. Thank you so much. I want to break this right here on air.
I replied to DTCCK 13, blah, blah, blah. Dear Mr. Wilson, the Department of State, Bureau of Political Military Affairs, Office of Defense Trade Controls Compliance Enforcement Division is responsible for compliance with civil enforcement of the Arms Export Control Act and the Arms Export Control Act implementing regulations, the International Traffic in Arms Regulations, and the USML. The AECA and ITAR impose certain requirements and restrictions on the transfer of or access to controlled defense articles and related technical data designated by the United States Munitions List. DTECC is conducting a review of technical data made publicly available by Defense Distributed through its 3D printing website, defcad.org, the majority of which appears to be related to items in Category 1 of the United States Munitions List. Defense Distributed may have released ITAR-controlled technical data without the required prior authorization from the Director of Defense Trade Controls, a violation of the ITAR. Technical data regulated under the ITAR refers to information required for the design, development, production, manufacture, assembly, operation, repair, testing, maintenance, or modification of defense articles, including information in the form of blueprints, drawings, photographs, plans, instructions, or documentation. For a complete definition of the technical data, please see 120.1 of the ITAR pursuant to 127.1 of the ITAR. It is unlawful to export any defense article or technical data for which a license or written approval is required without first obtaining the required authorization from the DDTC.
All right, Cody, stop right there, brother. I know you got to go in a minute. We're going to come back in the next segment. Finish that. Please send us that email to Adon Salazar. I know you guys, he's interviewed you. Please send that to him so I can get that up on the site right now. This is Breaking News with Cody Wilson.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Cody Wilson of the Defense Distributed was already scheduled on this show. This is breaking here right now. Cody, finishing up the email, but repeating what you told me during the break, you're saying obviously that there's criminal penalties in those codes they're threatening you with, and you were saying that's why you're complying right now and going dark. You've obviously been testing this. You've got the floor. Tell people what you want them to know out there.
I want them to know that the Department of Defense Trade Controls believes Defense Distributed has not established the jurisdiction to publish our information. The United States believes that certain information is controlled, according to the Department of Defense Trade Controls, that they can assert information control over data or pictures, images related to anything on the United States munitions list. So the department has demanded that I take down immediately for download the Liberator pistol, our .22 files, our muzzle brake files, our slide assemblies, our moderators, our adapters, inserts, sights, anything at DEFCAD will be going down because the Department of Defense Trade Controls believes it has authority to grant permission or license to put that data into the Internet. I have to comply with this.
And how incredible is it that they can claim via import-export now that the web is worldwide, that means they can censor anything on the web in the U.S., claiming they have total jurisdiction over anything and everything in the world. That is, in essence, total tyranny.
That's exactly right. This is the claim of ultimate jurisdiction in the age of the Internet, in the age of when I can design anything on my computer and send it to you anywhere in the world. They can say that my creation is, in fact, not wholly my creation, that they have some ownership of that property. And even then, it's not even property, it's just information, which they have a partial stake and claim of ownership in as well. This is the logical end of authoritarianism.
And again, I was setting you up on the show just so you could talk about the fact that hundreds of thousands were downloading the 380 Liberator pistol. They were downloading the .22. They were downloading the .223. They were downloading all these designs. And all I can say is too late. I mean, but this is so amazing that they're saying you can't print a gun, but they can have all nuclear weapons that we paid for.
Oh, believe me. I mean, you're not gonna find me disagreeing with you. I think it's interesting that the domestic politicians are interested in regulating your printer, and the feds are interested in regulating your internet and information. I mean, you know, leave them all to their devices. Believe me, you're not going to be printing guns anytime soon.
Amazing. Amazing. How are they going to keep the genie in the bottle, though? I mean, there's no way they're going to stop this revolution from taking over.
I don't know. They're going to try their best, which we should have predicted that they would. I'm interested in having this conversation, though. Is information able to be controlled in this way? I mean, I think they'll try their best, and perhaps I'll suffer some incredible consequences. But I think that 100,000 Liberators were downloaded. A lot of this digital information, those are all infinitely copied or copyable. And the Pirate Bay, the world's largest file sharing site, maintains many copies of the pistol they already. I guarantee you that after DEFCAD goes down, that will be the place you need to go to get the pistol. And many people the world over will probably hear about the fact that it went down.
Now, are you going to shut down DEFCAD? Are you going to shut the site completely down, or are you just going to take the files off?
I just have to remove the files from public access, according to the request in the letter.
Is it a request or an order? Is it a request or an order? How is it worded?
It is a request, but we know how requests in the federal government work. I mean, it's a request.
Well, you're a law student, but you probably need to talk to a lawyer about this. I don't even know if you have to comply, but you've already been pretty bold. You're bolder than I would be on this.
Yeah, well, actually, the reason I'm complying is that not only did they ask that I take it down, but they asked that I then immediately submit a commodity jurisdiction request to see if they, basically, I have to ask them if they have authority over my information one piece at a time. I go, hey.
Stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Straight ahead, Cody Wilson.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.